This is episode number 353 of the Inner Fight Podcast, Fitness in Under 3 Minutes, brought to you by Smith Street Paleo. This week, we're talking all about how to build aerobic capacity. We've reached out to our head of endurance here at Inner Fight, Neil Flanagan, and he's shared with us his top 5 tips, Andre, on how to build aerobic capacity. Now, I want to preface this with the fact that you've been doing a lot of stuff with your coach,
yep,
building aerobic capacity. I don't know anything about endurance or aerobic capacity, so let's jump straight into the first point, mate.
We got 5 snappy points. The first one is to slow down.
Yep.
Don't let your ego or desire to post your session on Instagram drive your easy sessions.
Then what else am I doing it for?
Easy means easy. So disregarding your heart rate, if you can't breathe through your nose and hold a conversation in full sentences,
yeah,
that's not the intensity you're looking for.
Yeah,
you want to slow down and work that long aerobic capacity work.
That was it, mate. And a really good example of that was the other day. I went out for a run. I ran 20K. It took 2 hours. It was quite boring. Luckily, I was listening to an audiobook and some podcasts. And, you know, the objective of that time and that 20K was just, it was a little bit under, it was like 150 or something like that, was just to get out and get those miles done. Heart rate never goes above 135,
yeah,
and you're just there, you know, and it's not sexy, it's no PR, but
no,
it has to be done.
Exactly.
On the flip side, don't neglect your speed work. I think this is super important, especially in stuff like running. Speed work makes us run faster, even if we're training for marathons. So, and speed sessions can be quite quick. We do them a lot with Flanners up at the track. It can take about 40 minutes, and it's really punchy. It's 400s, it's 800s, and it stings.
It's tough stuff.
Yeah, so speed, slow down, but do your speed work as well.
Third one is mix it up. Each session should basically have a specific purpose. His big five is aerobic, tempo, threshold, VO2 max, and anaerobic capacity work.
Yeah, he loves it.
There's a time and place for each, and
yep,
if you understand that, you can basically manage all of them.
Why didn't you use his quote? He says, understand that and the world is your oyster. Deviating from the show notes there. Let's jump into the fourth one. He says frequency trumps volume every time. So especially if you're new or returning from injury or layoff, he'd rather see 4 30-minute high-quality sessions that all have a very specific purpose rather than 2 or 3 2-hour-long sessions that leave you unable to train for 3 or 4
days
after.
That's a big one.
So just be careful of your frequency against your volume. And the last point, mate.
Consistency, consistency, consistency. Aerobic capacity is built over weeks, months, and years, so don't expect immediate results. Okay, it's gonna take a lot of work and basic.
This quote, only in the dictionary does success come before work. I'm not sure we're too happy about that, but I think that his last bit, how he finishes it up, stay patient,
very
do the
motivational
work, trust the process, and the results will come. He can guarantee it. There you have it, fitness in under 3 minutes.